You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
When the middle class is growing, our economy is at its best. And that's what we need to do as we move forward in the 21st century.
Oh, that's Jay Carney warming up the media for the president's series of speeches on the economy. Beginning today, a small college in the Midwest. Welcome, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you very much for being here in 1.5 hour. Former United States Senator, now the president of the Heritage Foundation, Jim DeMint, one of the most consequential political figures in the United States, going to be joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. He's in town. Going to be speaking at a luncheon for the Freedom Foundation in the SeaTac area, SeaTac Hilton, later today. You heard Jay Carney. I think he was talking to the Morning Joe show. That's the MSNBC morning program with quasi-conservative Joe Scarborough, the closest thing they have to a conservative at MSNBC, and Mika Brzezinski, who is just a perfect snapshot of your Washington, D.C. liberal, daughter of former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski from the Jimmy Carter era. Anyway, here's a backdrop. As I mentioned, President Obama trying to rejuvenate public perception about how he's handling the economy by making a big speech in Illinois. He's not expected to really suggest any changes in economic strategy or policy. But he does need to divert attention. His poll ratings are going down and down and down. They are at a 2-year low. So he spoke on, so his spokesman, Jay Carney, spoke on MSNBC this morning, and it started off with some, you know, perfunctory lip service, and then it got pretty confrontational.
The president will go back to Galesburg, Illinois today to deliver a speech about where we need to move the economy, what we should be focusing on here in Washington. And it shouldn't be on the skirmishes that cause gridlock. It shouldn't be on the phony scandals that have consumed so much attention here, all to come to naught.
Oh, phony scandals. Okay, so now we know the real purpose. Take your eye. Look, a shiny dime over here in the corner. Look at that. A shiny dime. Look over there. Stop paying attention to all these scandals that are actually, especially the IRS scandal, accumulating more momentum. And then, after he said that, he proceeded to describe these phony scandals. And Joe Scarborough had heard just about enough.
You say that there's cherry-picked information on the site. Let's just take the IRS scandal. The fact is, it's far different than what you said. At the beginning, you said it was just the Cincinnati office. And then we find out more people in Washington are involved. And then this past week, we found out, despite what any of us think of the investigations on Capitol Hill, and I see you smiling, I don't know that there's anything to smile about, that it wasn't a couple of crazy people in Cincinnati, that this information actually went up to the chief counsel of the IRS, which was one of two political appointees by the president of the United States and the entire IRS. So,
Joe, I greatly appreciate that that is the line that is being pushed by Republicans who want Washington to be focused on scandals instead of the economy.
Jay, that doesn't work. Is that the truth or not, Jay? Is that the truth or not? You said, Jay, that this was limited to Cincinnati. That wasn't true.
No.
I want to talk about the economy, but talk
give me a
to
chance,
me.
Joe.
Don't give me talking points, because that doesn't work on this show, and you've been here long enough to know it doesn't work on this show.
Okay.
So answer my question, and then let's talk about the economy.
When you get to the question, I'll answer it. Here it is.
I gave you the question, and you decided to fight me, Jay. So stop your games with me. We've known each other for too long. I'm not playing your games. I'm not somebody you talk down to from your podium. Answer my question, Jay.
Joe, please, let me answer it. There is no question that activity that occurred at the IRS was inappropriate, and the president made clear that he wanted to take care of it, and he appointed somebody who's doing that. What we said all along was based on the IG's report, which said that the activity was in Cincinnati, and the IG report and every bit of evidence that has come out since then makes clear that no one at the White House was involved at all or even knew about what was happening. And that has not changed, Joe. And the Republicans immediately said that it was about something much bigger than it turned out to be because they wanted it to be a scandal. But Joe, look, I accept that, you know, we need to get to the bottom of what happened at the IRS, and we need to make sure that our government is performing in a way that Americans can be proud of. But we also need to focus on the economy. And what's frustrating, I think, for so many Americans is that we're not here in Washington focused on the things that matter most.
Boy, kind of wiped the smirk off that guy's face, didn't he? You notice the change in tone there, Phil? You notice that he went from kind of smirking and real eyeball rolling to let me stumble over my words here. I'm trying to regain my footing here and understand. Yes, we didn't have it right the first time around. And it also, I think, makes it clear, and I don't know why it was so obvious about that, because he tripped over himself, it seems, and say, well, we need to talk about the economy, not these silly scandals. Well, by saying that, he's inviting people to say, why are you trying to distract attention away from the scandals? Why not simply say, we need to talk about the economy? It's our first priority. And the best way to do that is to get out there in the economy to talk about the economy. And that's why the president's
I love
in
how
Illinois.
The president's going to where? Illinois. Might as well go back to your home turf to talk about how you can't get anything right with the economy.
So, yeah, really, Illinois is having its own problems. And what's reason why I think we can call it the distraction tour. Ooh, I just invented that. We'll coin that as the term. The Obama distraction tour 2013. Is because he's not going to unveil anything new. Now, if the president said, yes, I am going to a small college in Illinois to unveil a brand new economic program for the nation, then that would be the issue.
And this is
the
kind
new
of,
ideas.
For those of us that are
forward.
Paying attention, this
nothing
is what's
new here.
You know, so frustrating is that. There's this only one way to fix the economy is that the government has to do something. And I would submit that what we need is more of the government getting out of the way if you want to fix an economy.
Yeah. Well, the president doesn't understand that. When you are the head of a party, which is the party of government, the only thing that can happen is with the government making it happen. So if you want the economy to grow, that means, well, it means more government spending. Well, it means more government pilot programs. Well, it means more government investment. Well, it means more public-private partnership. The idea that people pursuing their own interests and own opportunities might be able to handle this on their own if the government would simply get out of the way is a non-starter for him, philosophically. It doesn't matter how much empirical evidence drives home that point. Just the fact that it doesn't have the government playing a central role makes it an issue that's off the table. And that's why the economy continues to be sluggish. If the president really wants to bring back the economy, you know one big thing he could do tomorrow, Phil? Say, you know, this Obamacare thing is kind of collapsing. Why don't we just go ahead and put it out of its misery now? And Obamacare is hereby canceled.
Yeah.
That would fuel an immediate economic recovery.
I think there's plenty of information to say that the uncertainty over what may or may not happen with Obamacare is one of the things that's problematic with companies hiring.
That is the perfect word to use, uncertainty. Because businesses don't hire in two circumstances. They don't hire when things are bad, and they don't hire when things are uncertain.
And all this change here just in the last couple of months about, okay, we're going to exempt big companies on this insurance mandate, and then we're going to delay this other part. That's what we're talking about with this uncertainty about what we're doing. And this is the problem from the genesis of passing Obamacare with people like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we've got to pass it so we can know what's in it. And when you don't know what's going on, that's what's preventing businesses from deciding to make hiring decisions.
Okay, we conclude the Jay Carney, MSNBC, Scarborough, Morning Joe back and forth with this quick clip. This is Carney trying to answer the question about how to fix the economy.
So, Jay, and I agree with you, jobs matter most to Americans. So let's talk about jobs right now. The president's talking about the economy today. How is this speech going to be different from the other speeches he's given in the past?
Well, it'll be thematically consistent, because what he'll make clear is that the same problem that the middle class was facing in 2005, even before the Great Recession, where the middle class was being squeezed and seeing its income stagnate, while the top 1% saw its incomes increase dramatically, remains a problem even as we emerge from the worst recession since the Great Depression. And that we need to focus our attention on ways that we can invest in education, in rebuilding our infrastructure, in scientific research and innovation, even as we make smart choices about our spending so that we continue to reduce our deficit. What we can't do is, make indiscriminate cuts the way that Republicans in the House have been calling for in the very areas of our economy that investment will allow the economy to grow even bigger and stronger and allow the middle class to grow.
Yeah, let's avoid budget restraint. Let's avoid spending control, spending restraint. That's what this is. He's just basically saying the same old that he was saying before. He's just got a different backdrop. Didn't he have a different backdrop? He was at the same college a couple of years ago. Look, first of all, this wasn't the worst recession since the Great Depression. It was the worst recession since the late 70s, early 80s. That the Reagan economic recovery got us out of by doing exactly the opposite of what we are doing today. The reason why it seems like the worst recession is because the recovery has been so stagnant and so slow. And the reason the recovery has been so stagnant and so slow is, number one, the massive government stimulus spending program that has added to the deficit and debt, raising alarm bells about the state of our financial health. And number two, Obamacare, which has created uncertainty for businesses. They deal with the reality in front of them. They're not sure what to do next. Not sure whether to hire. Not sure whether we do see businesses moving full-time workers to part-time status to try and navigate the perilous waters of the economy that have been unnecessarily roiled by the uncertainties of Obamacare.